I don't think Travis Old, the fixture boss, gets too involved in the politics, but he might want to comment. Travis, welcome to you.
Evening, guys. How are we?
We're good. The better question is, how is the fixture looking and when will we have more clarity over what the rest of the year is going to look like? Are we going to be having hubs across the country, Travis?
Good question, Sam. I think when we committed to this season, we said that it'd throw up some challenges, and at round four, it hasn't let us down. I don't think we'll have clarity like we used to. I think we made that pretty clear. Gil certainly made that clear today during his press conference, that this is a year where there's going to be a lot of unexpected changes, and we just got to prepare ourselves for that. And perhaps this notion of even releasing a fixture a week at a time best places us to be able to deal with all those changes. And so the focus in the last 24, 48 hours has been able to rejig round five so we can continue on. We need to spend the next few days now working out what six and seven look like and how we best deal with the changes in the protocols, particularly in the quarantine situation, particularly in Queensland.
So you're sending Collingwood and Geelong to WA, Travis. Do you think we'll end up sending two teams at a time to different areas of the country so they can base themselves there, New South Wales, Queensland, the ACT, Northern Territory?
Yeah, that's certainly a probability, Sam. So if you think about the changes in the exemption that we had from Queensland government, teams, if they go directly into, or Victorian teams, if they go directly into Queensland and need to quarantine for 14 days, they can play each other during that time. If they come via another state, in this case, probably most likely New South Wales, then that counts as part of that quarantine time. And so it makes sense that we might get a couple of Victorian teams into Sydney. There's certainly an opportunity to do something similar in South Australia after the 20th of July when their borders open. And so we need to think about how we rejig the movement of teams sort of between states beyond this week.
Spoke to Thursday night, Travis, about the possibility of the Queensland borders closing. And the same question now applies, I suspect, to the New South Wales government, given the runaway numbers that we're having of COVID people in this town. Do you think New South Wales will follow suit?
I'm not sure, Jared. I'm not sure exactly what each government's going to do, but we just got to provide ourselves with as much flexibility as we can. And by not having all 10 Victorian teams stay within Victoria, that helps that situation. We've got clarity on WA. We think we can make that model work well. It's actually a similar model in Queensland. So we need to get some teams into Queensland and start quarantining. And if we can do the same in New South Wales and, as I say, potentially South Australia, then I feel like we can find our way through this in a fairly structured way.
So the new teams that would go to Queensland, will they be able to do the same as the deal you've got with Western Australia government, that they'll be able to play the first week in the quarantine situation amongst themselves before they play the two Queensland-based sides?
It's certainly our understanding. We're just trying to finalise some of the quarantine details with the Queensland government now. But as we see at the moment, you could send two non-Queensland teams up to Brisbane or Gold Coast. 7 days later, they could play each other. And then 7 days after that, having served their 14 days, they could play one of the two Queensland teams. So it is very similar, as I see it now, very similar to the WA model. And so we need to start getting teams fed into Queensland so they can start their quarantine. Or if they go via New South Wales, then that time counts as part of that 14 days.
Any thoughts of giving them an incentive? If you kick 15 goals twice in a row, you won't go into a hub?
Certainly we've talked about lots of things with coaches' incentives, and that could be one that could work well. I mean, you've seen some really exciting footy that teams have scored. We've seen some that hasn't been as exciting, and so anything we can do to encourage scoring is welcome.
Travis, who's in the mix to go to Queensland?
Well, we know if you do a process of elimination, we know that there's a number of teams that have already played the WA teams in Queensland, and so they won't go to WA. And so that eliminates a few teams. Likewise, some have played the SA teams. And so it's a bit of, we need to work out the next 2 days, I think, Sam, who are the right teams so as we don't restrict ourselves. But certainly every team, and we spoke to the CEOs today, every team, every club's prepared to do their bit to keep this season progressing.
Trav, is there a maximum amount of time you can have one particular team away from their families? Or is this season we've just got to do what we can to get the games and the rounds going and obviously moved along?
It feels like, Lordy, from the experience in Queensland, that sort of 4 to 5 week period is fairly manageable as long as the conditions are right, as long as you've got good accommodation, the right people looking after the clubs and the players, and the quarantine conditions work for them. And I think that 4 to 5 week period seems like that works okay. It may not be under these circumstances 4 to 5 weeks in the same place. If you look at Geelong and Collingwood, for example, they'll go to WA for 3 weeks. They may come back via one of the other states now. So they may not come back into Victoria straight away. They could come back via New South Wales. They might come back via Queensland. We've just got that optionality we need to explore.
Interesting, Trev. And just on round 6 and 7, do you feel that you have to, how long do you wait to bring out the round? Because things are changing day by day. Obviously, round 6, there might be 3 games that need to be changed from what you've already put out. But how long are you best to wait as late as possible, or you need to get this going for the clubs?
It's certainly the preference of the clubs and broadcasters is to have a couple of weeks' notice. And so we think that as long as we've got the next 2 weeks understood and announced, then you know, clubs and broadcasters feel okay. It hasn't been an issue with our supporters to date, obviously, because we haven't been able to accommodate crowds. As that starts to come into play, that's a fact we need to take into account in terms of giving fans enough notice to get a ticket to get to games. So it's the complexity continues, but certainly the flexibility is really important for us at the moment.
Appreciate your time, Travis. It's a great challenge for you, and you are going to, more than anybody, have to be flexible and agile and look
malleable.
And malleable and all those words. And thanks again for jumping on the phone for us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.